Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
England took the upper hand in the first Ashes test on a relatively attritional third day at Trent Bridge. Led by Ian Bell and with supporting roles from Matt Prior and more significantly Stuart Broad, they closed 261 runs ahead on 326 for 6. Bell and Broad both came perilously close to being dismissed, with the former reviewing an LBW decision successfully and the latter showing an unusual level of gamesmanship, although some would call it worse, to benefit from a poor decision from the usually excellent Alim Dar. He got a healthy edge to a delivery from Ashton Agar, which rebounded off wicketkeeper Brad Haddin's gloves and into the hands of Michael Clarke at first slip, but made good on his reprieve to close on 47 not out, alongside Bell, who made 95 to build on earlier half-centuries from both Alistair Cook and Kevin Peterson. Sri Lankan captain Angelo Matthews has been suspended for 2 matches and his teammates fined heavily for a serious slow over rate offence. Matthews' side were ruled to have been 3 overs behind during their 1-wicket defeat to India in the final of the Celcom Mobile Cup in Trinidad last night. Matthews pleaded guilty to the offence and his players were all fined 40% of their match fees. He will now miss the first 2 one-day internationals against South Africa on the 20th and 23rd of this month. The latest ICC one-day international rankings see India remain at the top and Australia move into second place. India have retained their spot at the top of the rankings following the annual update, as the rankings are shifted to a 4-year cycle in line with the World Cup. India have been the clear team to beat since hitting the top of the rankings in February, beating England 3-2 at home, then going on to win both the Champions Trophy and the Celcom Mobile Cup. Behind them, Australia move into second place ahead of England, as the table now reflects all matches played since August 2010.